With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. The Senate has approved final passage of a bipartisan plan that would temporarily fund federal operations and disaster aid, avoiding a temporary government shutdown until mid-March.
On this vote, the yeas are 85, the nays are 11. The 60-vote threshold having been achieved, the bill is passed.
The announcement came some 40 minutes after the midnight deadline early this morning. The measure moves to President Biden, who's expected to quickly sign it into law. The House overwhelmingly passed the package late Friday. The bill includes $100 billion in disaster aid and $10 billion in agricultural assistance to farmers. It also dropped President-elect Donald Trump's demands for a debt limit increase into the new year. Speaker Mike Johnson said Mr. Trump is happy with the outcome. Also at SRNNews.com, correspondent Ed Donahue reports that President-elect Donald Trump's tariffs list has gotten longer.
Trump posted at around 1 in the morning on social media, "I told the European Union that they must make up their tremendous deficit with the United States by the large-scale purchase of our oil and gas. Otherwise, it is tariffs all the way. There are 27 countries in the EU. The message from the president-elect was unclear on next steps. When he threatened Canada and Mexico with 25% tariffs last month, the leaders of both countries spoke with him to try to resolve any tensions. But the European Union lacks a single figure who can make the commitments of natural gas and oil on behalf of its member states that Trump wants." I'm Ed Donahue.
A federal regulator has sued J.P. Morgan Chase, Wells Fargo, and Bank of America. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau says the banks failed to protect hundreds of thousands of consumers from rampant fraud on the popular payments network Zelle in violation of consumer financial laws. In the federal complaint, the agency asserts the banks rushed to get the payments for Flyporn to market without effective safeguards. Also, at SRNNews.com, most Americans fear... SRN Michael...
Talk about Israel. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The British government has indefinitely banned puberty blockers for children with gender dysphoria after independent experts found there was an unacceptable safety risk in prescribing the medication. The decision is a major blow to the transgender agenda and reflects a growing unease throughout Europe with such treatments for children. The decision extends an emergency ban that was upheld by a London judge in July, will be revisited in 2027. This is SRN News. New filings in a 2022 class action contend that children of the wealthy and connected get a special admission consideration at some elite U.S. universities. John Scott has more on the story.
Although it's always been assumed that such favoritism exists, the filings offer a rare peek at the often secret deliberations of university heads and admissions officials. They show how schools admit otherwise unqualified wealthy children because the parents have connections and could possibly donate large sums down the line, raising questions about fairness. 10 of the 17 schools that were sued have agreed to settlements. John Scott reporting.
Drivers and airline passengers without reindeer and sleighs better make a dash for it. It's beginning to look like another record for holiday travel in the country. The Auto Club AAA predicting that more than 119 million people will travel at least 50 miles from home beginning Saturday and New Year's Day. With more online at SRNNews.com, I'm Ron Taylor.